This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean, and adamant to help a group of displaced war orphans living in appalling conditions close to the Cambodian-Thai border, Geraldine Cox gave everything she could to provide care for them, from food and home to education and more.
As her charity work expanded, so did her vision, and she formed Sunrise Cambodia that helps communities in Cambodia grow and learn and shine, including LGBTQIA+ ones.
Geraldine joins us now all the way from Cambodia, which, by the way, is 4 hours behind us time-wise, and we're very grateful that she's doing that. Welcome to Joy Breakfast, Geraldine.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Now, what led you to Cambodia to begin with, Geraldine?
I was in love with a Greek guy who desperately wanted children and had me tested. And when it proved I could never have children, he dumped me. So I decided that I'd leave Australia and join the Department of Foreign Affairs and have a wonderful life of glamour and travel. But it didn't turn out that way. My first posting was in Cambodia in 1970, at the beginning of the war, so it was pretty, it wasn't the glamour and travel I was expecting.
Wow.
Now, the space that you've created for young people is pretty wonderful. These children are so fortunate to have your love and support. Without Sunrise, what would happen to them?
They'd die, or they'd sell their bodies, or they'd sell drugs, or they'd be trafficked into prostitution and begging rigs and slave labour, and we've got the kids we've rescued from those situations. Also, there are children that I've got, 15 of them, that have been abandoned in hospitals where their families never came back to pick them up.
Oh, wow.
So the hospitals bring people like us and we take them. And I've got 15 kids like that. So they're very emotionally damaged, because in Cambodia, if you don't have family, you're nothing. It's everything.
This is so heart-wrenching to hear.
Yeah, and I was hoping to capture the imagination of gay people that are listening to this to perhaps become sponsors. I've got five gay boys in the orphanage, a bi girl and a lesbian girl, so they know that they're accepted and loved, and the other children don't have any bias against them at all. So the thing with this, if you become a sponsor, you are the foster family for that child. You get twice a year updates. Kids send photos and pictures, and if they're lucky enough to pass grade 12, we get them scholarships at Cambodian universities, and they can get bachelor degrees. And when they're over 18 and they're adults, sponsors in Australia can choose to keep in touch with them or bring them to Australia and visit them. And people in Australia, gay guys and women in Australia, can be real parents. I know it's hard for the LGBTQ people to adopt, and this might be a way that they can have a child in their life. And I'm hoping that I can capture the imagination of some people out there.
So, Geraldine, just to give us a bit of context, a bit more. So, you were saying you've got some gay and bi young people. So, what is it like? Just to give us a bit of background, Cambodia is a Buddhist country. What is it like for gay and bi people?
It's more acceptable for gay boys than for gay girls, but there's still stigma. And like when my kids start secondary school, the girls that are going to the same school from here protect each other.
Mm.
And I, early in the piece, I go to the principal and say, if hair on a head of one of my kids is damaged, you're gonna hear from me.
Yeah.
And I can be pretty scary. But they do get snide remarks sometimes, but it doesn't affect them, because when they come home, they're with family again here, and they know they're, you know, respected and loved here.
Well, with being a Buddhist country in Cambodia, what is it like in general for the displaced and vulnerable children to be growing up in a Buddhist culture? Do you think that actually helps them or hinders their development?
No, they see their Buddhist culture and religion and music and dance very beneficial. We have Khmer music and dance here at the orphanage, and we also have piano and guitar lessons as well. But I go to the Buddhist ceremonies with them, you know, special occasions, Buddha's birthday, Buddha's death, things like that. It's important that the kids know that I understand and follow what their culture is. I'm not trying to convert them to Christianity at all.
Mm. Now, you were talking about sponsorship before. Sponsorship is so important, and it's an important part for Sunrise. You don't only have sponsoring children, which is what we were talking about before, but also teachers and even rescue pets. So how can people learn more about this and lend a helping hand?
SunriseCambodia, one word, .org.au. That's our website. But let me tell you how I first heard about homosexuality. I was 19. It was 1964 in London where I was working. I was living in a terrible little bed set with about eight other rooms, and I got very sick, and I was too sick to even go downstairs and use the phone. And after 2 days, the only gay guy in the hostel that I was in, he saw that I hadn't picked up my mail, so he knocked on my door. I'd never met him before. He knocked on my door and he said, "Are you all right, because you're not picking up your mail?" So he got the doctor for me. He cooked my food. He did my laundry. He was just the really, really wonderful person. And I've got two gay guys on my board, and without the help of the gay community, Sunrise wouldn't exist.
Wow.
I was invited to a Red Cross function not very long ago, and it said Geraldine Cox and partner. And I went through my contact list here in Cambodia, and I couldn't find anybody that was straight. So I'm definitely a fag hag.
How do you pick just one to take with you to the events? That's the real issue, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm taking some of my gay kids to a fashion show tomorrow night. And one of them is really gifted and wants to be a fashion designer, and he's getting all dressed up. He's 13. His name's Ponlu. And he showed me his black dress today, and he's got his shoes out and he's all ready to go.
Fabulous.
That's so exciting.
So if people wanted to sponsor specifically a LGBTQIA+ identifying child, would they be able nominate a particular child?
Yes, they could. When they get into the website and go to the donation page, put in there whether you want a boy or a girl, and we'll look at that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Look, it's a really important thing, sponsorship for young people in need in other parts of the world. It's very important. We're really grateful that you've taken the time to actually chat with us this morning, especially because you are 4 hours behind. But just hearing these stories is so wonderful for us this morning to hear.
If there's any way, I've tried several times contacting in each state the gay business.
Okay.
It looks like we've lost Geraldine.
Well, we do want to say, sorry, this is the joy of it all. Geraldine, thank you for joining us. 4 hours behind in Cambodia. We appreciate you getting up very early to have a chat with us on Joy Breakfast, even though you can't hear us right now. But everyone, you can find out more about Sunrise Cambodia by heading to sunrisecambodia.org.au. Sponsoring a young person is a really wonderful thing to do, and we think that's great.
Yeah, thank you for all of the work you do, Geraldine, and we look forward to you being able to hear us giving you this praise.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.